State officials have been working for months with the RAND Corporation to study the pros and cons of legalizing marijuana in Vermont. This week, the officials started taking comments from the public about legalization. As VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, there are passionate views on both sides of this issue.
Secretary of Administration Jeb Spaulding took comments from a number of Vermonters all over the state in a televised public hearing this week. And one takeaway from the meeting was that whatever the state decides about legalization, somebody's going to be upset. To hear Laura Subin tell it, the big winners in Colorado's movement towards legalization weren't the first ones you'd think of.
Business people around the state have a huge reaction when they learn that Colorado ski areas had a record number of visitors spending records amount of money last year.
Subin is the director of the Vermont Coalition to Regulate Marijuana. But it wasn't just organized groups speaking at the meeting. Maureen Fountain brought a very personal message of caution.
13 years ago this month, my husband was killed in a car accident with two other young men going to work at IBM in a head-on crash with a young man that was on drugs.
Fountain voiced concern over the fact that there isn't a roadside test to detect people under the influence of marijuana, like there is with the breathalyzer for alcohol. And concerns from law enforcement had a role in turning another group against legalization as well. Rutland Mayor Chris Loris spoke at the hearing, bringing a message from the Vermont League of Cities and Towns.
It is the formal position of the League of Cities and Towns, after receiving input from the Vermont Chiefs of Police, to formally oppose the legalization of marijuana in Vermont at this time.
And Cindy from West Townsend weighed in with the idea that the Vermont local brand could be extended to marijuana, much like the craft beer movement.
I would like to see marijuana legalized and make it a locavore artisanal product.
The months-long RAND study, including hearings and policy analysis, will be presented to the legislature next spring. Then, lawmakers will have to decide if Vermont will follow Colorado and Washington in legalizing marijuana. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.